It might just be the best female rock voice ever recorded. Patti Smyth, singer, songwriter, and front person for the MTV Perfect Band Scandal, recorded a string of hits, made a slew of big production epic videos, and topped the charts with songs like Goodbye to You, Love's Got a Line on You, and The Warrior. After the early years, Patti went solo and recorded some classic tunes like Tom Waits' Downtown Train and her duet with Don Henley, Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough. She is so cool that Patti turned down the opportunity to join Van Halen when David Lee Roth left the band, leaving millions of us wannabes crying, "I'll take the job, Eddie." Along the way, she married and raised a family with a total of 6 children in her yours, mine, and ours relationship to tennis superstar John McEnroe. She never stopped making music, and this summer, Patti Smyth is on the road coming to Cincinnati for a show at the PNC Pavilion on Friday, September 6th with Greg Kinn and Rick Springfield. Good evening. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. Patti Smyth is on the other end of the line. Patti, thanks for the call.
Hey, Elaine, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm really excited to talk to you. A longtime fan. Saw you on tour with John Waite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're going back a ways. That was kind of a strange tour, too, because we, like, flip-flopped on headlining.
Yep.
I'm not sure that was, like, my most brilliant idea, but, you know, we tried it.
Oh, no, it was really great. I loved you. You sang great, and you were just so fierce and in your face. I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where are you now, Patti?
I'm in New York City right now. That's where I live.
And who's out on the road with you these days?
I still have Keith Mack from, Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
He's still playing with me, and... My drummer recently moved back to Israel, so I'm now getting a new drummer. So this kid, Jamie, is playing with us, and my bass player, Tom Walsh. I've had pretty much the same players for 12 years. And my drummer's going to come back and do some shows next month, too. But right now, we're sort of in flux. I have to find another drummer. Israel's too far away, but it's a bunch of guys that I've been playing with a long time. Cliff Hillis, he's out of Philly, and Keith lives down in Delaware, so... We're all over the Eastern Seaboard.
Cool. Now, has the tour actually started?
No. It's going to start the 6th and the 7th.
Oh.
So this is the beginning of it.
We're your sound check.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. I know I haven't played in Cincinnati in a while. I love Ohio. So, I mean, Ohio does rock. That is, you know, a truth. So I'm looking forward to it.
So who's coming to your shows these days? Are you seeing multiple generations?
I am seeing multiple generations. It's funny because... I guess parents played their music. It's just like my kids like a lot of the music that I played. I mean, some of the people that I listen to aren't here anymore, you know, because I listen to a lot of old R&B music. But parents turn their kids on to music, so there's a lot of young fans or aspiring singers or songwriters. It's a mix. They're our age, and then they can be older and younger. But I'm like, you know, it sort of blows my mind that we're like, here we are, you know, and 30 years has gone by. I still can't. It doesn't feel like 30 years, and it's still sort of mind-blowing. I'm like, wait, that wasn't going to happen to me. I just was going to stay the same, you know, till lights out. But, you know, things are changing. But, I mean, we're still rocking, and the band is great, and it's really fun to play the songs, you know, because for a long time I didn't tour. And so it's still sort of fresh and fun, and we have a great time. It's probably the thing that I love the most.
Mm-hmm. And the songs,
playing live.
The songs really stand up. Scandal always had these great, perfect power pop tunes, just really singable. And then, you know, you added your voice and took them over the top.
Thank you. And working on putting out a record in January, so I'm going to be doing a couple of new songs. And then I just went back and listened to that record from 92, and I realized, like, there's a couple of songs that we need to work into the show. It's funny, like, I rediscover these songs. I forget about them.
Yeah.
Because it's not like people sit around and listen to their own records. They don't. So I hadn't heard that record in a long time, and my phone, I was in L.A., and my phone, when every time I got in the car, kept playing my record. It was weird. And so I heard these two songs. One is Too Much Love, and another is One Moment to Another that I'm going to try and work in at some point. Maybe not by the 6th, but soon after.
Well, here's a fan request. Hands Tied.
Oh, yeah. That's a definite. I love singing that.
My side story is I loved the earrings that you wore in that video so much that I sent my roommate on a quest to find them for me for my Christmas present that year. Of course, you couldn't Google earrings then, you know.
I know. But anyway, I'm looking forward to coming to town. I'm looking forward to seeing Rick Springfield and his band. They're always a great live show. And Greg Kinn, it's going to be great. It'll be really fun.
Are you guys going to do any collaborations on stage?
Probably not, just because I haven't, you know, been out on the road with him. You know, that would be something that would be fun to do down the line, but probably not, you know, this coming first date we're doing.
Well, you mentioned your famous husband, tennis superstar John McEnroe. Any chance he'll be popping in on any of the shows?
You know, I don't think so because the U.S. Open is on right now, so he's working.
Yeah.
He doesn't usually go on the road with me, mm-hmm. although it depends on where I am. Like, he'll come sometimes. So if I'm playing around New York or California, he'll come out and play a song or two, but I don't think he can. He's working.
Any of your kids play tennis or music?
They all sing a little bit. They can hit the ball. They played in high school, but no one tried to go professional on either one. I've got a kid who just started law school and one who's going to be a teacher. I mean, it's like they're going straight, as I like to say. The way to rebel in this family is to get a real job.
Well, there's one last question. I know you got to go. Patty, you've always been such a great rocker. I found some old YouTube videos of you doing Whole Lot of Love and Peace in My Heart, and you killed them. You absolutely killed them. Are you going to do any covers on this tour?
I love those songs, but they have been beat to death. So, you know, I do it once in a while. Like if there's a charity event, I'll come out and sing Whole Lot of Love. I mean, I was raised on that music. That's in my DNA. But, you know, when I wanted to sing, I wanted to be like a soul singer. And I knew I could never really do that, but I was always trying to do that. And what's funny about Zeppelin and Janis and everybody else is they all wanted to be soul singers too.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all like listening to R&B and blues, and for me, because I was younger than them, and rock. So I think that's why I love them so much, because of the, you know, the soulful influence. So I probably will not be doing those two songs, but you can't rule it out in the future.
Going to let you go. Stay healthy on the
road.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you. Hello, Cincinnati. I'll be there soon.
She's the girl we all wanted to be. Drop-dead gorgeous, size 2, with that huge, in-your-face, full-throated, legit rock and roll voice. Patty Smythe has done it her way, music and life. Patty and her band are on tour this summer with Greg Kinn and Rick Springfield, and the show stops in Cincinnati at PNC Pavilion Friday, September 6th, then goes north to the Rose Music Center at the Heights on the 7th. For a link to Patty Smythe's music and ticket information, visit our website, wvxu.org. I'm Elaine Deal.